The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
My name is Miriam Khan. I'm an RN, and I'm joined by Dr. Nicholas Pennings. We're both also certified OPTAVIA coaches, and we're thrilled to be here with you tonight. This call is for all of our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and the call will last for 30 minutes. It's designed to be interactive, where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Please keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal healthcare provider, as they're an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, certainly if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. So let's start by hearing from some of you who are on the line with us tonight, and then Dr. Pennings will share a quick health tip, and after that, we'll get right to the Q&A portion of our call. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hi, just hit *6 on your phone to unmute, share with us your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with the program, and then please remember to hit *6 again so we can keep the lines clear. Okay, here we go. Who's out here tonight?
Hello.
Hi.
I don't know. You can hear me.
Perfectly.
Okay, good. My name is Lorraine, and I've been on the program on and off for, I guess, about a year and a half to 2 years. And in that time, I've lost about close to maybe 50 pounds and then put some back on and then lost, you know, 20. And right now I'm kind of in a little standstill, but still working on that. But my question tonight would be, I'd like to drink the seltzer, and I was wondering if the seltzer is the same as drinking the plain water. I don't know if that's a silly question. Or
it's not. It's so not a silly question, Lorraine, but let's finish saying hello to everybody, and we'll get you back afterwards. Okay?
Sure. Okay. Thanks, Marianne.
All right. It's actually a great question, and people ask it all the time. So thank you, Lorraine. Come back on when we get to the Q&A. And if you can hit *6 now, and let's see who else is out there.
Will do.
Hello, this is Kristen Wilson, and I'm from Danville, Illinois.
Hi, Kristen. Kristen?
Yes?
Hi. So what's your success been on the program so far?
So I started like October 19th, and I've lost over 50 pounds already, and I signed up to be a coach in December.
Well, congratulations. How exciting. Now you get to help people.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Thank you, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Christine. Okay, if you could hit *6, who else is out there? Anyone else want to say hi?
Hi, I'm Ann Garber from Columbus, Ohio.
Hi, Ann. Are you guys freezing like we are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us, what's your success been so far?
Well, I'm actually jumping back on the program after having lost 75 pounds. I have been in maintenance for just about 2 years. I'm in a new and very happy relationship and have kind of let some of those healthy habits slide. So I've put on a couple LBs and needed to jump back on and get myself refocused on my habits of health so that I can be healthy in a healthy relationship.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Congratulations and welcome back. You'll do great.
Thank you.
And I'm glad you joined us.
Yes, me too.
All right. Thanks, Anne. If you can just hit *6 again, I'd appreciate it. And who else is out there?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, I am a coach, but I'm also on program, lost 52 pounds in 6 months. I'm very excited.
Very nice. Where are you from?
I live in North Carolina.
Okay. Welcome to the call. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Who else is out there? And then we're going to turn it over to Dr. Pennings.
Hi. My name is Casey Sherwood. I've been on program for a little over. Hi. I'm from Tigard, Oregon, by the way.
Okay.
I've been on program for about just a little over a year. I've lost 70 pounds. And
wow.
I'm pretty excited about that. And it's been a struggle. I've had some family medical stuff going on this year that kind of, luckily the feelings were there for me and I didn't have to really worry about anything too much. I could just, you know, eat my feelings and not stress about eating while I'm
awesome.
Dealing with family. So that was awesome. And my fiance has lost 30 pounds. We've been doing it together since then. We signed up to be coaches in March. And
congratulations on all of it.
Yeah, and we're super close to executive director.
Congratulations. All right.
Thank you.
That means for the people on the line who don't know what that is, that just means that they're helping a lot of people get healthy, which is the most exciting thing ever. Right, Casey?
It is. Yeah, I had some
awesome.
Clients this morning that told me their 1 week or their 1 month weight loss, husband and wife team, 38.8 pounds together. So that was incredible.
So nice. Is that great?
Yeah, it's awesome. Made my day.
I love it. Thanks, Casey. Enjoy it because I always say that our clients inspire us, the coaches, more than we inspire them.
Totally.
So that was a big motivation for doing what we do. Thank you, everyone. Anybody else? One more, if there is, and then we'll turn it over.
Hi, this is Sandy from Syracuse, New York.
Hi, Sandy. You're also freezing.
Absolutely freezing here.
Yeah. How you doing? And how? What's your success been so far?
Well, I've been on this program for 10 weeks and lost 30 pounds.
Wow.
Fantastic.
Okay.
I was on a different program prior to this, and it was just horrible and depleting all my energy. And it took me 10 weeks to lose 18 pounds. But at this point, I've lost enough weight. I've lost enough weight so I have to have hip surgery, and I had to lose at least 40 pounds. So I've done that and
you're there.
I'm hopefully going to be able to do this now.
That's
congratulations.
Good for you.
Thank you so much. That is quite a story. Thank you for sharing. All right, let's turn it over.
Thank
Dr. Pennings, tip of the week. Thanks, Sandy.
Well, thank you, Miriam. I'm Dr. Nick Pennings. I am a family physician, and I've been a health coach for almost 11 years now. It's been a great journey. I also now... I'm an associate professor and chair of family medicine at the Campbell University School of Osteopathic Medicine, where I get to teach our future physicians about obesity and how to treat it. So it's been a great privilege, and I owe a lot of that journey to OptaVia. So I wanted to talk a little bit before we started about why a calorie is not a calorie, or why not all calories are the same. And there's sort of this, you know, perception that it's all about calories in and calories out. And to a large extent, that is true. But the assumption behind that is that all calories are equal. So we get calories primarily from carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And when you look in with each of those categories, different foods have different impacts. So within carbohydrates, you have sugars, you have your white starches, breads and pastas and so on, and you have your whole or grain starches. And they all are broken down differently in our body. They are all converted to sugar differently. Some contain high amounts of fructose, which have unhealthy effects on our body. And carbohydrates in particular tend to drive up our insulin levels, which insulin causes our body to store our calories in fat very quickly and tend to make us feel hungry. Like, you know, the classic example is going out for Chinese food and eating a big meal and being hungry an hour later because your body not because you didn't get enough calories, but because your body converted those calories into sugar and stored it away very quickly. So that's how carbohydrates tend not to have a lasting effect unless they have a really high fiber content, a whole grain, high fiber content. Then they tend to make you feel full a little bit longer. They take longer to break down. So even within carbohydrates, even though they're all 4 calories per gram, the impact on your body and how your body responds to them and how long they make you feel full and satisfied is going to vary. Proteins are also 4 calories per gram, but those too are broken down very slowly. They tend to make you feel much more full, and they tend to suppress your appetite more. So that's why the high protein kind of the meal replacements that we use tend to make you feel satisfied, and that you can eat fewer calories and not be hungry. Well, you can eat the 100 calories or thereabouts of most of the meal replacements, and there's the protein that tends to make you feel full. Fats are also go by a completely different pathway. They don't tend to affect insulin at all. They tend to make you feel a little more full than carbohydrates do, but they're packed with calories, so you have to be careful about how many of those that you consume. So each food, whether a carbohydrate, a protein, a fat component of every food, is going to have a different impact on our body. It's going to have a different impact on how full we feel and how long we feel full. And one of the nice things about the program that we do is that they have that right balance of protein, fat, and carbohydrate that tends to make you feel full for a longer period of time, makes you feel satisfied, even though you cut your calories probably way below what you would normally eat. That balance of nutrients helps to create better satiety, better sense of fullness, and allows you to eat fewer calories and not feel hungry. That's just a little tip for today.
Thank you. Thank you. A lot of us on the line that are on program know how differently we feel when we eat these perfectly balanced, whether it's a fueling or a lean and green, versus how many of us ate before. So that was extremely, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
All right. So now we're going to open it up to questions. Yeah, Lorraine, you want to come back on the line? Because that seltzer question is a good one. Lorraine, if you hit *6.
Sure. Hi.
So
I'll
start, and then I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Pennings. Basically, fluid is fluid, and zero-calorie fluid should all be acceptable. But what I have read and really looked into, because I have a lot, I don't drink a lot of seltzer, but I have family members that really live on seltzer. And one of the things that I read, and Dr. Pennings, I'm going to ask you to validate or feel free to tell me it's not so, that excessive amounts of seltzer can interfere with calcium absorption from our foods because of the carbon dioxide. So you can have some, for sure, but you still want to have some good old plain water. Do you have trouble drinking water? Is that where the question comes from, or do you just love seltzer?
No, I don't at all. I don't. I don't have trouble drinking the water. I don't mind the flavor of water. But just for a diversion, I would prefer the seltzer. But, knowing that it doesn't absorb as much calcium, then I will,
It's not a bad thing. But another thing that when I have clients that have trouble drinking water, another thing that can really help, that helps me in the winter when I have a lot of trouble drinking cold water, herbal tea bag.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good tip.
Yeah, and
great.
I'm now going to turn it. Dr. Pennings, help me.
Yes. Well, you're doing fine, because I agree with you that with the seltzer, if you're consuming very large quantities of it, it could impact your calcium metabolism and affect bone density. But, it would take a lot to really have a significant impact. So I think it's important to drink water, and I think it's fine to drink it as seltzer. But I also think it's a good idea to drink plain water without carbonation as well, and flavoring it by putting a slice of fruit in it or putting a slice of cucumber is great. One of the things that I like to drink, a lot of people think is strange, but I like it. It's hot water this time of year.
Yeah.
It really warms you. I think it tastes good. Uh-huh. And there, too, I'll put a slice of cucumber in hot water, and it actually gives a very nice flavor to it.
Oh,
okay.
Good
well,
one.
That sounds good, too. Yeah, that sounds great. Okay, thank you so much.
All right, I'm actually thrilled that you asked the
You're
question
welcome.
Because it gets asked a lot. So thanks, Dr. Pennings, and thanks,
okay,
Lorraine.
Okay, good. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you
okay.
both very much.
You're so welcome. Okay, who else has a question?
I do.
Go for
Casey,
it. Who are you?
Tigard, Oregon. Casey from Tigard, Oregon.
Oh, Casey. Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Yeah. So I have a potential client that has a very pretty severely handicapped older son, like mid-20s, and he suffers
Is
from...
Is it me? Sorry.
He suffers from Williams syndrome.
Uh-huh.
But he also is PKU, and they're struggling to find something that they can feed him that has the level of protein in it that he can have. And he has to have plant-based protein. So I was wondering if any of our fuelings would be okay for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's difficult.
I think I don't know that we have enough information. Dr. Pennings, do you feel like we have enough information to, like, even kind of touch that? That's a
well,
question for their physician
I mean, I think
to
that's,
see
that's
what
a,
we have.
I think that's a great question for nutrition support because they can, be more specific about the protein content in the foods and its potential impact on PKU. I know that none of the products have aspartame in them, and that is one of the, things that need to be particularly avoided in PKU.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Williams syndrome goes, I'm not sure about the dietary restrictions around that condition. And it's usually a cardiac issue, as I remember, that it causes certain problems with heart valves. But I don't know about any kind of nutritional issues associated with that. And I'm sure that they see somebody with respect to that. The PKU, though, is you need to be careful about the balance of proteins that you're taking and avoiding excess of certain types of proteins, particularly in aspartame sweetener is actually a sequence of amino acids, and one of those are the ones that you have to avoid. So I would contact nutrition support for that.
Okay. Thank you.
Wonderful.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Casey.
I have a couple
All right.
questions.
Go for it.
This is Kristen from Illinois. My first
Hi, Kristen.
One is, do our products have vinegar or anything related to vinegar? Because I have a client who is highly allergic.
Wow.
So vinegar is acetic acid, and I can't think of any of the products that I've ever seen that as a component in it. Sometimes vinegar is used in a preparation process, and again, if they're, depending upon what it is that they're allergic to, because it's kind of unusual to be allergic to acetic acid. It's a very neutral kind of substance. So that you may want to see if there's, is it a balsamic vinegar? Is it a apple cider vinegar? Or maybe it's something that a particular type of vinegar. But outside of, if it's used in the preparation process, I don't know vinegar being a component of any of the foods that are part of the program. But again, that would be good to run by nutrition support as well.
Okay.
Yeah, and they'll be able to tackle it from the allergy point of view as well.
But I don't remember seeing anything like that on any of the allergen lists, which I have been through. But definitely, they will have more. Yeah, they will have more information on that if it's even something that's used in the chemical processing or whatever you call it.
Okay. And then I have a client who has just been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, and she started January 1st and hasn't lost but 3 pounds, and starting to get very discouraged. Is there anything that I can do to support her or any suggestions you might have?
Go ahead.
And so Hashimoto's, you know, it's a thyroid condition, and it may be that, you know, her thyroid just hasn't been regulated yet if she was just recently diagnosed. So there's no harm in, you know, in continuing the program with that, but she needs to get her thyroid regulated. Also, it's important that you don't take thyroid hormone around the time that you're taking the meal replacements, especially the soy-based meal replacements, because they can interfere with the absorption of thyroid supplement if she's taking a thyroid supplement. So just making sure that there's a separation of time there.
She's waiting an hour before she eats anything after her medication.
Okay, and it's better to have the, if her first meal is a meal replacement, it's better to have a non-soy meal replacement, like one of the hot drinks or something, as your first meal of the day.
Okay.
And there are a lot of them now, especially with the Optavia Select line. There are a lot of non-soy options, and you can get the claim sheet, which will tell you which products don't have soy.
Okay. Thank you.
If you just put the word claims in Coach Answers website, it'll come up.
Okay.
And it's an extensive list. So, yeah, good luck with that. So, basically, within 3 hours, any of those products are perfect.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent. All right, anybody else out there with a question?
Hi,
my
Nicole.
Name is Dina.
Hi, okay. Dina, we got you. Dina?
Gina, yes, sorry. Thank you so much.
Okay.
All
right, and then there's whoever. Okay, we'll get you next. Go ahead.
Thank you. Okay, so this is Gina. I have 3 clients all starting within their first week to week and a half, and they have similar but different digestion issues. One is extremely bloated. The other one is just feeling nauseous and experiencing some nausea. Similar issues. I don't know how to coach them through that.
Related to the fuelings, right after they eat the fuelings, like how does it show up?
Yes. So let's just talk about the nausea. They eat the fuelings throughout the day, and by sort of the end of the day, they're complaining that they're very nauseous or just feeling very unsettled. So I make sure they're drinking their water. I ask them if they have any, you know, sensitivities to any of the, you know, issues like gluten, soy, dairy, and they all say no. One has a little bit of a milk issue, so I told them to avoid the fuelings with milk in it. So I guess I just don't know what else to tell them.
And it doesn't matter what fueling they use.
I was about to say a food diary with which fuelings may be causing it so they can pinpoint. And that's not something that we hear a lot, but it's like a food diary and then the time of day that they start to not feel well. And maybe you could pinpoint if it's something specific that somebody's sensitive to.
Okay. So another person asked about the sugar alcohols. And how that has an effect on the fuelings or how they're feeling.
Well, that would be just in the bars, in the crunchy bars, crispy bars.
The crunchy,
crunchy bars.
Are those the only ones?
Yeah, you wouldn't see that in any of the other products.
Okay.
And that doesn't usually cause nausea. It tends to cause more diarrhea than nausea.
Diarrhea.
It's going to bother. Yeah, bloating and diarrhea are side effects that can occur with those, but not usually nausea.
So maybe tell her to stay away from the bars for now.
Well, to see if she can identify where the issue is. You know, if people have diarrhea after eating a bar, we know that that's what it is and that they're sensitive to sugar alcohols. Many people know that pretty early on and they can really pinpoint it right away. Some people can tolerate one or two bars a day. The minute they hit three, they'll end up with an upset stomach. So it's really, I think the food diary will give her the most information as to where the issue is. I would also really encourage them to be sure that they're drinking all their water. Because
yes, I have
it, you know, the way that the program, especially in the beginning, has a little bit of a diuretic effect. I'd hate to think that they're feeling funky because they're getting dehydrated.
Right. Yeah.
So no, that 64 ounces, a good glass with each fueling is the way to go.
Okay, great. And the one client also mentioned that she feels like a lot of the fuelings have a metallic taste to it. How do I address that?
As their taste buds adjust, I don't know that I've heard metallic taste. Something specific. The fuelings are all quite varied and they all have various ingredients. The nutritional footprint is similar. But, again, I would try to pinpoint it to something if it's a specific fueling. So maybe the select line might be more agreeable. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's rare that all the fuelings cause the same thing unless somebody has a super sensitivity or an allergy. That's been my experience over the past 7 years. And that if they can pinpoint what it is, they'll have a better handle on what to do. What to not have,
I mentioned that the first few days and even the first week, there's a lot of sort of a detoxing cleansing effect going on. How do I explain that a little better to them, that could be one of the reasons they're not feeling well?
It's a change in diet from what we had before, high sugar, high fat. Almost all of us, if we were overweight, that's how we were eating. We were eating very low fiber. We ate very low fiber when we were eating foods that caused weight gain. So it could, you know, I would encourage them to be patient. The other thing is if they're really uncomfortable, and this is in my opinion, and definitely you want to check with nutrition support, but maybe cut to one of the other programs, maybe a 4-2-1 plan that'll cut off one fueling, give them more food while they're still adjusting, if it's such a significant adjustment, that might make a difference. And then ease into the 5-1. So between the food diary and maybe switching it up a little bit, making sure that they get their water and really just trying, that food diary can pinpoint which could be causing an issue.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for your
time. Hope that helped. Okay. Dr. Pennings, anything to add before we invite everybody to the next big call?
I would just say, you know, when people get started on the program, what I often describe it as your body's shifting from burning sugar for energy to burning fat for energy. And in that transition, your body's going to get rid of a lot of excess water, so you may pee more. You may feel a little tired as your body's not used to using the fat source as an energy right away, and it takes a couple days to adjust to that. You tend to lose a lot of excess salt in your body, but sometimes that can give you a headache and make you feel a little tired as well. But it's all part of a healthy transition to going from using sugar for energy to using fat and being able to burn fat better.
I love that. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get ready to end the call, but I'm really going to invite everybody to our Habits of Health webinar, which is going to be starting in 1 minute. You can subscribe to all of our support calls via iTunes podcast, or you can hear some of them on your coach's site. The playback of tonight's call should be up within 48 hours. And if you have any questions between support calls, first connect with your health coach for additional help. You can email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And, of course, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember that this call happens weekly on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as does the Habits of Health webinar, which begins right now. And tonight, Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson, the medical director and founder of our program, is going to be on the call, so you definitely want to get in there. To access that webinar, simply access Zoom by logging into zoom.us on your computer or downloading the free Zoom app on your phone. Click Join a Meeting and then enter the meeting ID 113-312-513. I'm going to repeat it again. Meeting ID 113-312-513. Again, 113-312-513. And congratulations on investing some time into your health this evening. We're glad you joined us. And Dr. Pennings, it was a pleasure. Have a great night, everyone. Stay warm and safe. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.